This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
At the beginning of the darkest years of German history, in 1933, we had more than 12 synagogues in Berlin with more than each 10,000 seats. None of them without an organ. They all played Lewandowski.
Many elements of Jewish-German culture faded after the Holocaust. Among them, the music of 19th century composer Louis Lewandowski. The Pestalozzi-Strasse Synagogue in Charlottenburg is one of the very few Berlin synagogues to reopen in its original location after the war. And that's where businessman Niels Busch-Petersen fell in love with Lewandowski's synagogal music. He was inspired not only to keep the tradition of Lewandowski's sung liturgy alive, but to share it with a wider audience.
It's not only, in apostrophes, only music for synagogue. It's a part of German and European culture, and we have to care for it.
This support has taken the form of the Louis Lewandowski Festival, which brings international choirs specializing in Jewish music to Berlin to learn from each other, perform together, and share this music with the mostly not Jewish audience. It's also a way to share Lewandowski's own life story and legacy. An orphan, he walked by foot from Poznan, Poland, to Berlin. He was the first Jewish student at the Academy of Art, admitted at Felix Mendelssohn's request. He went on to become one of the most important composers of Jewish liturgical music of all time.
The Prussian Prime Minister Bismarck, Otto von Bismarck, asked him to come to his seat and thanked him with warm words. It was a very important scene in the history of the Jewish community. I think he didn't understand Hebrew, but he was overwhelmed by that music.
This year, the festival's theme goes beyond the age of Lewandowski to focus on Baroque and Renaissance music.
During the Renaissance and Baroque period, there was a singular development connected with names like Salomone Rossi, composers, Jewish and non-Jewish composers, that were composing pieces in the style of their period for synagogue. That is very interesting, and I think many, many of our visitors don't know that till today, but we will show them.
The big Saturday night performance is out in Oberschöneweide. After three choirs from Saxony, Berlin, and South Africa sing Lewandowski, the audience will have a chance to participate as well.
And we will learn Sim Shalom from Ben Steinberg to sing it together. Sim Shalom, that means give us peace, and in that time, I think there's no better prayer than that.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.